Welcome to Wanna Bet, You Wanna Bet, You Wanna Bet, We Wanna Bet.
Better Wanna Bet, Spider. What do we got?
Well, let's touch on the rugby union first off, and then we'll head off over to, well, the Supercars start next weekend, but we've also got a little bit of NBA, the cricket, and of course, massive spring carnival, the racing, heaps of Group 1s hanging around, so we'll get to that. But what are the odds at the moment? Australia versus Japan, because you made a good point. You said, we'll either beat them by how many or we'll lose by how many?
Beat them by 100 or we'll lose by one. If it rains, we could be in huge trouble. But if the betting is suspended, I believe, at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Japan, but if you're having a punt...
If I was having a punt, I'd back Australia 100%. 100%. I don't like the idea that Korobietti's not there, but we still have plenty of punch that I don't think they'll be able to handle the Japanese.
Okay.
What I find funny in international rugby union betting at the moment is the USA are going to be playing New Zealand, the All Blacks, on Sunday. And at the moment, USA are 101-1 to win. I think they should be much longer than that. But New Zealand's payout, if you back New Zealand to beat America in rugby union, is 1.002. So it's... 2/100 or 2/1000ths of a cent.
So you put $100 and you don't even get 2 cents back.
Them some odds, eh?
Wouldn't you be spewing if you put that in your 15-leg multi and that's the one that cost you? The USA somehow got up. Remember, I think it was only a couple of months ago, Melbourne Storm put so many people out where they were going for 20 wins in a row.
They were.
They were paying $1.10 and they got beaten.
Yeah, they got rolled by Parramatta, as I remember, and that gave everybody the idea that Parramatta could win the premiership, and that was just hilarious.
Yeah. What about the cricket? You got Australia versus South Africa in the T20 World Cup. Australia $1.75, South Africa $2.05. I'm going to run through some odds. Who would you put your $10 on? All right, to win the whole
T20 tournament? Okay.
You've got India at $3, England at $5, Pakistan at $7, Australia at $8, or New Zealand at $8.
I think the smart money would be with India. They have just given us an 8-wicket flogging, and Dave Warner's failed again. So it's an interesting time. I think India, mate.
Okay, most runs in for the Aussies, Finch and Warner.
Yeah, not Warner.
Finch is $2.75. Warner's at $3.75. I thought, oh, my God, I thought he'd be about $10.
Yeah, I'd go Finch over Warner, but you never know. He could explode. It's T20. It's meaningless cricket, but it's good fun.
Now, before we get you to read out your NBA 15-leg multi that you've got going at the moment, I've got one on as well. I've got two wins. Yeah. I put a dollar on it. I think it's paying $1.24 cash out right now. But before we get there, the Spring Carnival, it is huge. I'm going to run through a couple of races.
Yeah, take us through that.
Matakano Stakes. It's on Friday night, Moonee Valley. This is awesome. Like, to be able to have a massive race like the Matakano Stakes on a Friday night, be able to get home, have the chicken parma and pot in the afternoon. By the time you get home, a couple more frothies, and it's raining Melbourne. So if you're in Queensland, it's an hour earlier, so 7:15 up
that.
Here. I love Jonka. It's $9.50 as a horse.
You love your value, don't you?
I do. Well, I look at all the short price favourite, and then you're going Sneaky Five. It's 1-3 from three.
Yes.
And it's paying good odds. So Sneaky Five, number 12. And Lombardo. Lombardo's $5, and that's the money mover so far. So the Matakano Stakes, I love it. And then on Saturday, we'll hit Randwick first.
Come on.
But you're going to be with me here. Bondi Stakes at Randwick. Coast Watch. Now, it's a good horse, Coast Watch.
Yep.
Coast Watch. It's got McAvoy and on it and Chris Waller, the trainer. It's $3.30. I don't mind that.
Okay.
But when you got a horse running in the same race, have you ever backed a horse because of its name?
Oh, 100%. If it's got one of my kids' names in it, my stupid money goes on it straight away.
Okay, well, what about...
Jack's a Cracker was the last time I wasted money.
Okay, have you got a kid called Keithy?
No, but I'm happy to try and make one if it's a good runner.
Yeah, well, Keithy, I just love the name Keithy.
Yeah, okay.
So Keithy...
what'd you wallop on that?
It's a $21.
Ooh, hello.
I'll just put that in a place bit into my multis,
like
but that's
it.
In the Bondi Stakes as well. But for me, I like Coast Watch. And then you've got the Invitation at Randwick as well.
Okay.
Number five, you've got the Money Mover. It's had six starts for three wins, a second and a third. It's at $26, this thing, called Media Award. $26, it's had six runs, placed in five of them, and is the money mover.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Have a look at that.
You've got to look at where the money is.
Yep. Tricky Girl or Gal at $12 are the ones for me. And if you are looking at something for a bit of fun, head over to Bunbury because they've got the Collie Cup. I love all the, you know, the cup carnivals.
Yeah,
the cup carnivals. And it doesn't matter if it's here in, you know, the Gold Coast, or you go out towards Roma Cup, or you head down to New South Wales or Victoria Cup. The country cups are fantastic. So the Collie Cup in Bundaberg, in just out of Bunbury in WA, is on. And, of course, the big one in Melbourne.
Oh,
the
hey, Cox here we go.
Plate.
Come on. This
Cox
is one of the
plate.
Big indicators of the Melbourne Cup. And if you're following WannaBet, you'll be following us through, and this will give you your first shot at really picking the right horse come Cup Day.
Well, Zaki, is that Z-A-A-K-I? Zaki at $2.80 is the favourite and continues to come in.
But you'll be looking further afield, wouldn't you?
I am. You've got Animo, who is running okay at $4.60, very elegant at $4.80.
Coming off a win, Animo, isn't it?
Yeah, and just a short win and very elegant in good form as well. But for me, I'm going number three. I do always like it. Gold Trip. Gold Trip's been a good horse as well. It's at $9. That's my value. I'd be taking a four.
Okay.
You know, the same price. I mean, the same race, multi race for four horses in it. 1, 3, 6, and 9.
Yeah, nice.
Do you have trifectas where you just stick with numbers like at the Dogs?
No, I don't do that. I don't. No, that's not my go. I will go a very small bet, but dirty big roughies, particularly in the greyhounds. That's where I head for my roughie trifectas and my roughie get-ups, and had a couple of good yesterday, actually. A couple came good for me, so it can work. But
so that's how I always go, 1, 2, 7, 1, 4, 8. Or 1, 6, 3.
Right, there was
just
one,
the numbers
thing, one thing I did try last weekend, and you know I love a harebrained system, and I sit around trying to think them up.
Absolutely.
And I reckon I've come up with one because it has worked, and it shocked the shit out of me that it did.
Yeah.
I went through all of the experts, and I got their best bet from each metropolitan race day, and I put them all in together, and they all got up. So have a look. Yeah, have a look.
We classified
as experts?
As those experts.
Are you joking? No way. Just a couple of mug punters who love it. But, yeah, that was a system that did work for me last weekend. I went through the experts, what they thought from Randwick, what they thought from Melbourne, from Brisbane, and
Belmont.
I picked one other. And you could head off into those country carnivals this weekend and look for those experts' best bets and see if you can put in a multi involving all of them.
Yeah, even if it's a place multi. All right, now, the NBA, you're a massive fan of the NBA. And the
love
NFL, the US sports.
Mm-hmm.
What is your multi this week?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why too. I love the NBA because home court advantage comes into it, but there is one interesting one that you've been covering all week on the radio show, and that is Philadelphia versus the Pelicans with the Aussie Ben Simmons in trouble. They're playing away from home, but I still think they'll get up. They'll be very anxious to show that they do not need him to have a win. I've gone New York Knicks into Toronto Raptors, Minnesota Timberwolves, Memphis Grizzlies, the San Antonio Spurs into Jazz, into Phoenix Suns, into Portland Trailblazers, into Cleveland Browns. And it's got me $31.39. And for $5, I could come home with $160.
You know what? I've only got one different.
Go on.
I hung on right at the end there for the Golden State Warriors v. the LA Clippers, and I've gone the Warriors.
Yeah, you should too, because they just got the Lakers yesterday and they buggered my multi.
Yeah, well, they're on my one. So we're nearly there for the 10 to 15 leg NBA
just
multi.
Just watch your home court advantages in those basketball games. It does make a big difference.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. And I always bounce it off a mate whose hubby is a professional basketballer, and they always tell me, watch out for your home court advantage. It can lift certain teams. But I think that will go against the grain there with the Philadelphia team, because they just want to win without Simmons.
Well, we look forward to it over the next couple of weeks. Of course, Melbourne Cup coming up as well. We've got the Geelong Cup not that far away. There'll be a special WannaBet podcast about that. But anyway, enjoy your punting.
Yeah, set your limits and have yourself some fun.